Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And now, for Browns fans around the world, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England!
It was super necessary.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are we?
Good, good. Thanks for joining me today. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate that.
Not a problem. Glad to get you on. So let's jump right into it then. So one thing we always ask, obviously, going solo myself, but the one thing we always ask people on the first time speaking to us is very simple. How did you get started in combat sports?
It's a bit of a funny one because a friend of mine actually brought me to a gym in Waverley, Tim Cowbon. That's where it all started for me, really. But I was, before that, I was really into the UFC game. I don't know if you can remember the first UFC game that came out. I remember I'd go stay and we made some sleepovers and I'd just be up all night playing on the game until one day I found a gym where they do like UFC and that. So do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, why not? Let's see what it's all about. And then I went there, met the likes of like Mark Scanlon. He basically took me under his wing. Terry Etten took me under his wing. And I just fell in love with it since then. And it's just, yeah.
So like, did they sort of take to you straight away, the likes of Mark and Terry?
Yeah, the likes of Terry and Mark Scanlon. In fact, Mark Scanlon was probably the first person. I remember when I first started a couple of days into it, like he just went out and just got me all of like the kits, the shorts, everything, gloves. And I was like, you know, I was just shocked because it's like, I've only just started and this guy that I barely know and he's like, just proper was super nice. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So seeing that, knowing like, right, someone sees something in me to, you know, go out and trying to get me the equipment that I needed and stuff. So that kind of like solidified my love for the sport because I was like, oh, someone sees something in me. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Had you done anything like when you were younger in terms of like combat sports? Like, I know a lot of people do a bit of boxing and stuff like that.
I used to train doing boxing in the Golden Gloves back when it was in sort of Dingle. But I kind of just done it because, you know, on the Saturday morning, we all kind of just went and done the training. Do you know what I mean? I didn't have the idea like, oh, I want to be a boxer or something. It was just something that kept us a bit busy, on the weekend. So that's kind of like where it all started. But like I say, it was never something serious that I saw myself like, oh, you know, that's what I want to do. It was just like, okay, Saturday morning, we go there and we train. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. I think when the UFC game came out and I was like, you know what? When it comes to boxing, I'm actually really good at it. But I love this game. I want to see what's like in real life. Do you know what I mean? So like I said, once we made Jordan Hendricks took me to the gym, Tim Cowbon, I was just like, yeah, this is more fun than the game.
Were you sold on it straight away?
Oh, mate, I was sold and it just came naturally to me. And I think that's why most of the guys in the gym at the time really kind of like took a liking to me because it was just like a lot of people were struggling with some of the stuff. Like I remember the first thing I got told by Mark Scanlon was a double leg takedown, a Superman punch. And like loads of people were like struggling to do it and I just dove in, boom, boom, boom. I was just doing it. So Yeah, I was just sold from that moment.
Yeah, it's great. So you're in Liverpool BJJ at the moment then. So the gym itself, it might not be, you know, familiar to some as others in the city.
Yeah.
What for you is so good about Liverpool BJJ?
You know what? It's the atmosphere. It's got this old, like old school feeling to it. Like almost the type of like gym that you see like in a Rocky film. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I just love it. It's like very authentic. And I love that. Do you know what I mean? And like everyone's just super friendly. It's like I've met a second family. Do you know what I mean? Like Kyle, in fact, the coach. I used to train with the coach back in Carbon, like way back in the days. Do you know what I mean? So going back in there, it was almost like familiar ground because I already had the relationship with Kyle. So it was like, okay, you know what? This is good. And like I said, it's small, but it's just got that rustic, old-fashioned gym. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, they haven't got fancy equipment or anything, but like it's graft. Like when you go in, everyone puts in the graft. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like everyone works hard. And like I like gyms like that because it also gives you a lot of self-motivation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can have all the fancy equipment in the world, but if the people in there aren't willing to put the effort in, it's no good, is it? So
you've got to want it,
haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So you're also in Engine Room Boxing as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another really good gym. How important is it for you to be able to sort of go into different gyms that are solely dedicated to one aspect of your game?
Well, like, so the thing is, like, both the LBJJ and Engine Room, it's all run in the same gym. Nice. So the LBJJ is run by Terrence, who's the BJJ coach. Top guy, like, absolutely top guy. I cannot give him any more praise. Like, he's a top guy. Kyle, same thing. Like, both of them are just... It's just got such a good atmosphere in Engine Room. So, and like I said, to me, I just think, you know, you go in there, you just feel welcome. You just feel like part of the family. Do you know what I mean? Like when I first started in the Engine Room, apart from knowing Kyle, there was not really no one else that I knew. Do you know what I mean? But within 3 days, I was talking to everyone like I've known them all my life. Do you know what I mean? So it's that kind of environment. It's a very family, close-knit environment. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's always pushing each other. Everyone's always, you know, trying to improve each other's game. So, and there's not too many, how can I say? Like, there's not too many big heads in terms of, like, too many egos in the gym. So we're all, you know, we're all kind of, like, in the same, even though we're in different levels individually, but we're all the same. Do you know what I mean? So there's no special treatment like other gyms where that I've seen people who get special treatment in Engine Room. It's like your special treatment is your hard work. Do you know what I mean? You get out what you put in.
That's it, absolutely. And you know, the old saying is you leave your ego at the door when you step into a gym, and sounds like Engine Room and you know LBJJ have both got that down to a T. Oh, yeah. So it's only 100%. Gonna help you guys as fighters.
Mm-hmm.
So you've mentioned a couple of them there, but can you just, you know, do you want to highlight and name some of your coaches who have helped your career massively?
You know, like I said, the first one would be Colin Heron, because that's where I started in Team Carbon. Do you know what I mean? Like he really influenced a lot. But I think I draw the energy from a lot of different people. For example, Marcelo Brigadeiro, he was my first Luta Livre coach. So. And, like, again, he was, like, a father figure to me. Like, he really took me in. Because, obviously, again, this type of thing just kind of came natural to me. You know, Mark Scanlon, top guy, Terry Etten. You know, I think I got tough from training with Terry Etten. Because I remember, you know, when he was in his peak in the UFC, in the gym, you know, a lot of people would avoid, like, sparring with him. I was just that crazy guy who, for some reason, I thought, okay, I can take it. And I remember maybe the first 3 months, I was just getting my ass handed to me day in and day out. But eventually, like 6 months down the line, I was like, you know, standing toe to toe with Terry Etten, doing like a full round. And like, once I got to that level, I was like, okay, Like, I can actually handle it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Likewise with Tom Espinal as well. Like, the guy is just fast for the size. And I remember, like, a lot of people would avoid, like, sparring with them boxing. I'll be that guy who would go in and, you know, because my mentality is always, like, if I can take it from the hardest and the biggest and the best, then anyone else on my level, it's going to be a walk in the park. So I've always had that mentality. So, yeah, I just draw my inspiration from all of these people that I've came across in my life. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, they're the people that have had everlasting impression in me. So, yeah. Like, when I look at them now, even Darren Till, do you know what I mean? He was a cowboy. So when he made it to the UFC, I'm like, right, okay, like, you know, I spar with this guy in the gym. Do you know what I mean? So if he can do it, if Tom Espinal can do it, if Mohamed Makhachev can do it, well, I need to follow the blueprints that they've done to do it, because it's clear the blueprint is there and it works. Do you know what I mean? So all I'm doing is just trying to put my own little twist to it. But
yeah,
like I said, you know, the likes of Paul Kelly, Paul Sass, they were the people that really sort of opened the doors for a lot of the fighters in Team Cowboy. Do you know what I mean? They're the people that really inspired us. So, well, me anyway. So obviously, looking at them people that I used to train with, it gives me that confidence to be like, yeah, I can do it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Some fantastic names that you've had to chance to train with and spar with over the years. Like, it's to see where they are now, especially like said Tom and where Darren's been and things like that. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's only gonna help you, isn't it? Like you say.
Yeah, like even like Mike Grundy, do you know what I mean? Like in Liverpool, there weren't that many wrestling coaches that were up to that kind of caliber. Do you know what I mean? So even to just get a chance to train with Mike Grundy and learn certain things. And it's like, it's a blessing. Like, I've always, you know, everybody that I've met in my life, you know, I've always, you know, took something away. And it's always been a blessing for me. I just count as blessings and always look at them and think, okay, you know, trying to learn from where they go wrong too. Do you know what I mean? So it's not just like, I'm looking at them, they're making it. But like, you got to think also like, okay, well, you know, where's it gone wrong? If it's not worked, do you know what I mean? Then I know, okay, that route, I need to avoid it, because someone else who's been there, done that, worn the T-shirt, and do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, absolutely. You know, I've been blessed to really train with some amazing, amazing people. You know what I mean? It feels weird, like, dropping names, but I think you got to give credit where credit is due. And a lot of people don't really get that, whereas me, like, I recognize that a lot of these people that I've trained with, they're the one who've sort of, without knowing or knowing, have motivated me to be like, this is what I'm made to do. Do you know what I mean? This is what I was born to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're making your debut on Kingdom next weekend.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to that?
Oh man, it's like I said, it's been a long time coming, and you know, I'm gonna make a statement. It's gonna be a big night. It's gonna be a big night, man.
Yeah. Have you caught any of Kingdom shows before?
You know what? I've never even knew they existed. And like I said, it's only recently that I started training again at the Engine Room that, you know, I was just telling the coach, I was just nagging the coach, like, look, you know, I'm here to fight. I want to fight. You know what I mean? Like, I've had a few boxing fights in the past. So I just, you know, I believed in my talent. So me training again, it's just like the coach is just sharpening my tools. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I did the boxing in November. I did a grappling show in December for Victory. And I won both of them. So to me, it was like, okay, there's the two main elements in the MMA that you really kind of need. Do you know what I mean? And I've passed the test. So I was like, yo, I'm ready to go in the cage and really put in the work and show my talent. And just to prove to myself that, you know, this is what I was meant to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, big opportunity for you as well, Kingdom. It's it's growing very fast at the moment. One of the fastest rising shows in the country, and you know, we're lucky to have it in Liverpool for us, essentially. So, you know, Camp Inferno as well. It's a, you know, it's a big venue in terms of its name. Everyone knows where it is and what it does and stuff like that. Are you excited to fight in front of a, you know, a big crowd like that?
Yeah. You know what? Like I've said, I've done a lot of combat shows before. So for me, it's not most of the crowd, because I'll be honest with you, like the moment that door's closed or the moment that bell rings, like everything's stuck. Like all I'm focused on is the guy in front of me, the instructions from my coach. You know what I mean? Not to sort of like be like messy to the crowd. Like it's lovely when you hear them, but you know, anyone could tell you as a fighter, you don't, like, the first couple of moments, you don't really hear it because it's like, boom, you're like, you're in the zone, focused. You know what I mean? You're just focused. So, for me, you know, the crowd, like, it's lovely. Like, honestly, like, I'd love a lot of scouts to come through, a lot of my mates, family to come through and support, do you know what I mean? But I just think, like, you know, like, I've never actually been inside Camp of Famous, to be honest with you. Like, so, I really don't know what to expect, but I'm not trying to think too much of it, because I'm not trying to pull pressure on myself. Do you know what I mean? I just think, okay, I'm going in there. I've got a game plan. Me and my coach, we know what we're doing. Go in there, get it done, and then celebrate later. Do you know what I mean?
So is the crowd more of a like little added bonus for you, is it?
Oh yeah. The crowd's definitely added bonus. Do you know what I mean? But I just think, as a fighter, you know, a lot of people were trying to get into this sport and, you know, trying to be like, oh, I'm going to be the next Conor McGregor. It's like, look, if you're a fighter, you're a fighter, you know about it. Do you know what I'm saying? So for me, proud or not proud, I'm going in to fight. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, crowds are the bonus, because it's nice, you know, when you can hear people chanting your name. It's like, wow, okay. Do you know what I mean? It adds to the energy. Do you know what I mean? But I think as a fighter, you got to have that self-belief first, that you can go out there with or without the crowd and perform. Do you know what I mean? And that's the type of person that I class myself as. Like, crowds, it's a big bonus, but it's not the main part for me. The main part is just knowing and believing my abilities and my skill set, and believing my coaches and what they're teaching me or what they've taught me, to be able then to execute it in the cage.
Yeah, absolutely. So your opponent is, and I'm probably going to butcher his name now, Vukovic Pavic, I think. Do you know much about him?
Honestly, again, not much, other than from what I've heard, he's supposed to be a wrestler. So it'll be interesting. Do you know what I mean? It'll be interesting. Like I said, you know, I've been coached by probably one of the best wrestlers in the UK. Do you know what I mean? I mean, Mike Grundy, Olympic medalist. Like you cannot get any higher than that. Like it's a high caliber of wrestling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, I believe in my ability. I believe in what I've been taught. He could be wrestling since he was the second he was born. To me, it's MMA. It's not just wrestling. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, good on him. Like, good on him. Like, it's good to be able to start something from an early age and you know, have that blessings, as I could say. But to me, it makes no difference. Like, I'm going in there. You know what I mean? It's a fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, not trying to sound arrogant, but you know, I'm confident in my skills. I'm confident in the training that I've had. Like, and you know, I'm going in to win. There's no two ways about it. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no two ways about it. I'm going in, I'm winning. Just to also, you know, get people to realize, like, okay, you know, it might be amateur, but this guy is serious. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, my plan is, I'm not planning to, you know, spend a lot of time doing amateur fights. Like, no. Like I said, you know, I've trained with the best of the best for a while. Do you know what I'm saying? So to me, it's just more so, okay, prove to the amateur world, like, look, do you know what I mean? This guy can bang. Do you know what I mean? And I, like I said, I want to be pro as soon as possible. Do Do you know what I'm saying? So, but obviously, like I said, these shows like Kingdom Championship, like they've given me an opportunity. So, you know, a lot of people might be like, oh, it's only amateur, but to me, it's just as good as professional. It's just as good as any other because they're the one who's given me this opportunity to showcase my skills.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So obviously, you have to be appreciative. Do you know what I mean? And like I say, every day I speak to the guys from KCC, and like I'm always appreciative and I'm always thanking them because, you know, not a lot of amateur shows are doing what Kingdom is doing.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, you got to give credit where credit is due.
Absolutely. And, you know, some people might say that, you know, it's only amateur, but then we've said it on here a number of times, the level of amateurs now is so high that it practically, it practically is a pro fight, just with slightly different rule set kind of thing. So, you know, these are crucial fights for you early on in your career. You need to be taking them, but you say you're not wanting to be an amateur for too long. You want to go pro as soon as possible. Is that something you're thinking of, like towards the end of this year or start of next year?
Yeah. Hopefully at the end of this year. Like I said, you know, I've spent a lot of time, you know, like I've trained mixed martial arts for a long time. Do you know what I mean? But for the long time, I didn't compete. You know, I literally just came out from being in the Royal Air Force. So a big chunk of my life, I was, you know, that's what I was doing. Do you know what I mean? So it's almost like going full circle. But obviously, like I said, you know, I'm coming back to where it all started. And I just think, given time, I mean, you know, I'm not getting any younger. Do you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you also have to consider that. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I just look at it in terms of, you know, my age, my physical ability and capability, how long I've got, you know, because a lot of people don't think like that, but I do. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be, you know, old and not be able to do certain things. So I've got a time limit that I'm working on, and it works better for me because then I can set a goal and be like, okay, this is the goal that I need to achieve, and put all my energy to achieve it. And then once that's achieved, then move on to the next level. So yeah, for me, I want to be able to turn pro, if not end the year, like early next year.
Yeah,
early next year. Because I, like I say, I fully believe that I can bank and I can be in that mix of professionals and like I say, for me, it's mostly just to prove myself realistically. Like, you know, because the only person I need to really prove to is myself. At the end of the day, do you know what I mean? It's I believe in my skills. I believe in what I can do, but I need to prove to myself. And the only way I can prove to myself is, yo, throw me with the shank, with the sharks. Do you know what I mean? And that's how I see it. It's like, you know, sink or swim. So I'm not gonna try to do little, throw me in the deep end, and then I have to find my way out of it. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah, for me, I wanna turn pro, hopefully end it this year. But obviously, if not, definitely this time next year, I definitely wanna be having a few professional bouts.
Yeah. So you mentioned being in the RAF there. Have you been able to take any lessons from being in the RAF into your fighting career?
Oh yeah, definitely. I have. Like I say, it's just, you know, endurance, you know, my mental strength really stems from the training that I've had in the Royal Air Force. So yeah, like I say, you know, I was a gunner, and the training is not easy. Do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think drawing back to that experience, like, you know, it's enhanced that fighter mentality, that fighter spirit in me. Do you know what I mean? That's why I say, like, you know, I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything like that, but I've done a lot of things in my life, and I've had the opportunity to have a lot of experiences, and I draw from all of them experiences, which in conclude that I am, you know, I believe in what I am. I know what I can do because I've been there and I've done it. Do you know what I mean? So it's not any difference with the fighting, do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know, being a gunner, you have to be a fighter. You have to fight. Do you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, then you won't pass the test. You won't pass your phase one, your phase two. Do you know what I mean? So just being able to do that, and you know, not a lot of people, you know, it's not easy, hence why not a lot of people do it. Do you know what I mean? But for me to know that, okay, I've been there, I've done that, I've worn that t-shirt, I've got that exact same mentality when it comes to my fighting. I know, okay, I can bang, I know I can train hard. It is what it is. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, no, to answer your question, I do draw a lot of my attitude from my experiences in the armed forces.
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. Final one for you then, mate. So the door closes in the cage in Kingdom. You know, you're there under the lights. You're looking across from your opponent. What can the fans expect?
Don't blink. Don't blink. That's without trying to give too much away, don't blink. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a night where at the end of that show, people are going to be like, who is that Eve? Who is that Musasa? Do you know what I'm saying? Who is that Eve Kongo Musasa? Because I'm telling you, bro, like I said, I'm just a different beast. Again, not trying to be overconfident or cocky or anything. And, you know, like I said, I just believe in myself. I believe in my coaches. I believe in what I've been trained to do. I've got no doubt that I'm coming to win. No doubt whatsoever. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, again, like I'm a humble guy. But I just think a lot of people get mixed up between being confident, being arrogant and cocky. Do you know what I mean? Again, like I said, I'm none of that, but I am confident because I trust in my coach. I trust in what I've been taught. I trust in my skill sets. So I've got no reason not to be confident about what I'm about to do, about my performance come the 15th of April.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't got that confidence in yourself, how can you expect anyone else to have it? Yeah. So I love it. I love the confidence. And it just shows how, you know, how well your coaches have done with you, how well you've done, you know, to this point. So I love it. I love the attitude.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Like I say, you know, you gotta trust your environment. You gotta trust the people you're working with. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, they are investing in you. You know, like, you know, just going back to, like I said, with the being in the RAF, you got to trust the people that are around you. You got to trust what your sergeants and corporal are teaching you. Do you know what I mean? Because if you don't, then you're not going to perform when it comes to, you know, being in the front line.
Yeah.
So whereas for me, I think, well, do I trust these people with my life? Yes, of course I do. Do I trust my coach with my life? Yes, of course I do. Because at the end of the day, if I become a successful fighter, it's not just my success story, it's his success story, because he's the one who's coached me. He's the one who's trained me. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's a give and take relationship. So yeah, no, I'm fully confident in my team, my teammates. I'm confident in my gym. I'm confident in my coaches and everything, all of the knowledge that they're putting in me. So yeah, come April 15th, man, it's gonna be war. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be an exciting fight.
Expect fireworks then.
Oh, fireworks are gonna be all out, bro. Like, 4th of July, the whole shebang. You know, again, like, you know, I'm not, you know, not trying to put down my opponents, but look, I want this more. So it really comes down to who want it more that night. Do you know what I mean? And I know I want it more. I need this more. It's more than just a fight to me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's probably one of the most important fights I will have in my career as a mixed martial artist. So yeah, it's gonna be a mad one. It's gonna be a mad one. So yeah, I hope everyone turns up. And by the end, I'll have my hand raised.
That's it. The end of it, no one's going to be asking who Eve Musasa is. Everyone's going to know.
Everyone's going to know. Trust me. Everyone's going to know.
Love it.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I want to thank you again, Eve, for taking your time out to have a chat with me. And as I say, best of luck. No doubt you'll get your hand raised on the 15th.
Appreciate that, brother. Thank you.
No problem, mate. Take it easy.
All right. Cheers. Thank you. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Right, there we go. Ibn Ushasa had his debut at Kingdom on the 15th of April. So yeah, hope you've enjoyed that, and be back not that long actually, but yeah, be speaking with Oscar Owensworth fairly soon, so we'll see you then.
It was super necessary.
Go now.